This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday as we have items sent to us first from the Powell Police Department covering activity from just a couple days ago. They include civil standby, North Ingalls, request for civil standby. Officers responded, assisted, everything civil. Oh.
Check your civil meter.
Got my stuff. I'm getting out of here. Welfare check, East 7th, received a request for a welfare check on a person. Before officers arrived, the RP callback advised person was fine. They answered their phone, canceled, were okay. So they quickly called the police, though. So property found on East 1st received a report of a found handgun. An officer responded, owner located, it was returned to them. Where's my gun?
I had it here a minute ago.
I don't know where it's gone. Then, it was found at the playground. Good for you. Traffic stop, South Fair. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for hands-free violation. Warning issued. So we've even had some accidents lately that have incurred because of hands-free problems.
Mm-hmm.
Their hands were not free, so they were not on the wheel. So,
and I see it almost every day.
Pretty close, yeah. Doesn't seem to happen when cops are around, though. So I don't know how that's happening. Animal Loss, East 3rd, received report of a lost pet lizard. Where's my lizard?
Last time I saw it, it was next to my handgun.
I was teaching my lizard how to use my gun. The owner called back a while later and stated they found it. Oh, here's my lizard.
It's always the last place you look.
I know. You know, I don't know if it was in plain sight or not. You know, those lizards get around. Domestic, East 5th, received a complaint of a neighbors who had been yelling and screaming.
Hooting and hollering.
Officers responded, spoke to the resident about the complaint. They advised the officer that no one was arguing. The kids were playing around and being loud. officers advised them to keep it down. Disposition completed. So, yeah, that on East 5th, they're hoping the kids go back to school pretty soon.
Oh, man.
And this occurring at, 10:30 at night.
So, the screaming hour.
Yeah, time for school. Threats, North Beckman received report of someone making threats via the phone. I'm going to hit you with my phone.
Ow!
An officer spoke with the RP, determined this was a scam. The RP was given some options how to handle the situation, like, don't answer it.
Send me money or I'm coming over and beating you up.
Yeah, you better give me your Social Security number or you're going to get it. So,
I got a couple, actually, and I have to dub it over so we can play it for everybody, but I got the, my Social Security number has been canceled scam call.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those, too.
Yeah.
One came from Texas, and the other one ended up coming from Florida. So I got like two in a row.
Yeah.
And, you know, my Social Security number gets around more than I do.
Well, it's got a much better personality.
It has a better life than I, more exciting. Animal Stray, West North, received a report of a stray kitten that almost got hit. Cops responded, taken to shelter, to animal shelter. So, missing your kitten, check out the shelter. Disturbance on West 2nd, received report of a disturbance. Officers spotted, spoke with the individuals involved. The situation was resolved for the time being. Disposition, C case, for just a few moments. It's been resolved. Harassment on Wood Street, received a report of harassment. An officer responded, spoke with the subject involved. The situation was resolved for the time being. Disposition completed. Wood Street's only two blocks long.
And they
get their fair share of calls.
They do. They do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious. There was some fall de rah going on in Washington Park Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
But it never made... I didn't see anything on any reports.
Huh. Oh. Unless that was where somebody found a gun or lizard. You don't know.
attack on Orlis.
Could be.
So. They're so closely related.
Yeah.
I can't. Did I lose my gun or my lizard? I can't remember.
Weapons offense, Billings. Oh, we're going over to Cody now. Weapons offense, Billings Clinic on Yellowstone Avenue. RP advised someone pulled a gun on him in the parking lot. His position. Case. Didn't say if it was like robbery or anything. So obviously there were some glares and heated exchange, and one was going to show off his sidearm. So harassment, bunkhouse apartments. RP is being harassed by another female. Disposition, unable to assist. So either this was a female and it's another female, or it's a guy and a list of females have been harassing him.
It all started when he switched to Axe body spray.
Yeah, so they're all going after him. let's see, Patrol Extra. Animal call on Bighorn Avenue. A four-door sedan facing the street. Dog in the car panting, unable to locate. So they drove away.
Mm-hmm.
So couldn't save the dog. Abandoned vehicle on Blystein. RP states there's a car parked there for about 2 months now. Vehicle is being stickered. Well, that'll solve it all.
Oh, yeah.
Put a bright fluorescent sticker on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Harassment, 15th Street. RP states he's being harassed by the person that has a protection order with him. Assistance Kevin. So, harassment, Wyoming Avenue. RP states that there is someone harassing his kid today. Swerved to try to hit him. What a kid this is.
Good Lord.
So somebody swerved to try to run over the kid.
There he is. Get him.
Yeah. Trespass complaint. Maverick South. RP would like to trespass a terminated employee. There is no reference going to be on that that certain application.
Yeah.
When you get fired and then they trespass you, you really hit the lotto right there.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm.
Disturbance, Lockhart in. RP states a male that is next to him is hitting him in the chest when they talk, and that the male has a warrant for his arrest. Disposition, Assistant so, Kevin.
When he's like poking him in the chest with his finger. And another thing.
And so this guy's on the phone with the Cody Police Department while the guy is poking him in the chest. He's doing it right now.
And I think he's pretty sure he's got a warrant. Come get him.
Oh, traffic stop on 10th Street in Sheridan. Driver's citation. Failure to yield to a pedestrian and no insurance. Citation issued. So, yeah, it's those tourists are getting pretty slow on Sheridan. So they don't run out of the way as much. So
they're becoming acclimated.
Liquor law other on Carter Avenue. RP states had a report of underage drinking back on the 11th. So this occurring a couple days later. So I didn't want to call then. So let's see. Harassment, 34th Street. RP states a below-listed person has been calling her and her daughter. Assistance given.
Okay.
And it's, you know, we're getting to a point of the, you know, quarantining, social distancing, people are not paying attention anymore.
The fabric of the family is starting to fray.
Yeah, as things are going on now. So, miscellaneous assistance at Pizza Hut. RP would like to speak to an officer about something that happened with Pizza Hut last night. We don't know.
There was only 6 pepperonis on my pie.
Something happened with Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there's always doings going on at Pizza Hut.
I guess.
Abandoned vehicle, abandoned animal stray at Dawkin Park. Black lab chasing a deer. Return to owner. Sort of like looking out, and there's wilderness out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, miscellaneous assistance on Cougar Avenue. RP advised she was harassed while at the above address. She'd like to speak to an officer. Disposition. assistance given. See, property damage. Alger RP states there's some damage to water pipes and surveillance cameras have been knocked off. Assistance given. So get rid of the surveillance cameras by just moving them. So, let's see. Animal call other on Blystein. RP states that someone keeps letting her dogs out of her yard. It's happened 3 times. I don't know why you'd want that to happen. So.
You know, and certain breeds are pretty smart. And
yeah.
I've seen a dog unlatch a gate before.
Yeah.
Well, on YouTube.
Yeah. Let's see. Property damage. At the Chamber of Commerce, RP states her car got keyed at the chamber.
Oh,
it's not welcoming at all.
No.
Yeah. Motor vehicle crash, Walmart. RP states someone backed into his vehicle while at Walmart. Well, yeah, that's what happens there, okay? They should have an actual sign out in front. Your vehicle will be damaged while you're here saving $2, okay? And then warrant service attempt, Juby's Trailer Court Disposition C case.
Ooh.
Wouldn't you like to see the case file on that one? I bet that goes on up to the ceiling. Look at what's that big case? That's the warrants of Juby. So there you go. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Plotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim will take time to help you find your lizard over there at Aldridge's. So anyway, appreciate the Powell Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.